David Hay joining us this morning from Kingfisher Bay Resort. G'day, mate.
G'day, mate. How you going?
Good. You're the busiest bloke I've seen in the region.
It's been a busy couple of days.
Yeah, I saw you on telly yesterday. Obviously, everybody wanted to know all the goss on your special guest there at Kingfisher Bay.
Yes, yeah, there was a little bit of interest. I'm not sure why, but yeah, there was a bit of interest. Look, it was really good and a great opportunity to showcase the region to the world.
Yeah, David, have you already seen an uptick in bookings and the like, or are you expecting that to flow in over the next weeks and months?
Yes to both. We've certainly seen yesterday a big uplift in inquiry, and the website struggled to keep up, and I think might have crashed a couple of times, but it's up now. And so that was certainly one aspect of it. But we're certainly thinking longer term, that you know, the next the months and years ahead, not just for our business and for Fraser Island, but certainly for the region. It's a very exciting opportunity.
Yeah, it is. It's pretty brilliant. Now, have the guys gone on their merry way yet, or are they still hanging around?
Oh, I think they're still in the region somewhere.
Did you give them a few guided tours yesterday?
Yeah, we did. We certainly had the Duke spent the day travelling around a couple of locations, as you might have seen on the TV. He was in Palmer Valley, unveiled a plaque, which was very nice, to the Queen's Canopy, and that was a spectacular sight to see the setup in Palmer Valley. It's one of those iconic places on Fraser, so that was really good. And then we went off to Lake Mackenzie, where he did say he wished he could have had a swim, but
yeah,
there was probably a few too many cameras around. And then off to Mackenzie's jetty and a bit of a boat trip, etc. So it's we really got to see, you know, both sides of the island, or the middle of the island and the west coast, and thoroughly enjoyed it.
Obviously, this was huge for the region, David. Was there much of a pitch involved for getting the Royals there, or was this just of their own volition? They decided that Fraser was the place for them.
Yeah. It really came to us to some extent, and certainly one of their staff is Australian, who knows Fraser quite well. Was influential in helping that happen, which was great. But once the initial inquiry came our way and they came and had a bit of a look, we made sure that we rolled out the red carpet and didn't miss the opportunity and really did whatever we had to do to ensure that it happened.
Yeah, it looked fantastic on the TV. David, did you guys actually get to spend much time with the Duke and Duchess yourself?
I spent most of yesterday in the car with the Duke, which was really good. It's quite enlightening, and he's a very interesting man and very, very interested in conservation and sustainability, and very, very just blown away by the island. He just couldn't believe it. So it was really good.
So you think we'll get him back?
Oh, look, I'm sure. We had you know, Harry's dad here, Charles, was here in 94, and hopefully we'll have maybe their kids, or maybe even sooner. We might have more Royals. I might go home and tell them all about it. So this is the best holiday spot. We like to think that Charles maybe had a word with Harry and suggested that in the first place, but who knows?
Oh, fantastic. Well, it's absolutely huge for the region, great for the island. And David, we really appreciate your time, mate.
No worries. It's a pleasure. Cheers.